welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
That was a good intro.
It's the best.
That was great.
Yeah.
Podcast of the year.
What are we talking about today?
Football.
Oh, football. That's right, we're talking about football.
How you guys been? It's been 2 weeks. Been doing this not as regularly as we normally do.
It feels like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's good. A lot happened.
A shitload happened.
I like how the second we released the last episode, yeah, Everything we predicted was wrong.
I would say pretty...
I know. Yeah,
it was pretty much everything.
Yeah.
There really wasn't anything that happened that we had planned for or thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the second we posted it, everything broke, all the news came out, and we were like, shit, it's going to be like a month before we post it again, so.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Really shit the bed there.
I don't know, maybe we're kind of overselling it, I guess. I don't know. It's not like the NFL's not there anymore.
Well, all I got to say is thank baby Jesus, RG3 went to the Browns. That is like a huge blessing. Oh, thank God.
Really? You really didn't like him, huh?
Hate his guts.
Yeah, so I'm fine with him not coming.
It speaks to, I was right. He went to the Browns. That's where everyone goes to die as a player.
That's true.
Like, you're committing career suicide when you sign up for Cleveland Browns.
I have a unscheduled topic of discussion that I want to throw in today, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'll wait until we get into things. Concerning the quarterback position.
Well, let's start with some NFL all-encompassing news. Then we'll get to the Broncos, right, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty of the quarterbacks. So just some stuff to catch you guys up if you haven't been following the NFL. Justin Houston from the Chiefs is going to probably be out all next season with a knee injury, which is awesome because the Chiefs were actually good last season. And yeah, so that definitely opens our division up a little bit, which is good news.
Love hearing that.
Yeah, he's a huge part of that team. He's a huge part of that team.
Huge, huge part, yeah. A massive contributor to that team. So sad to hear that his knee's out, but he needs a good season off, I think. I mean, just to rest and recuperate.
Wasn't he hurt?
No, fuck that. I'm glad he's injured. Fuck that shit. Wait, you know what? He makes freaking gazillion dollars. Fuck that.
Wasn't he injured last year?
Towards the end of the season.
Okay. And this is the same injury, right?
I believe so. Okay. I think it's like his knee or ACL or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Pretty sure his knee was... It was a Patriots game, I think. Yeah, there was a knee injury.
Okay. Patriots will do that to you.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, kind of in light of that, too, the Chiefs withdrew their proposed Peyton Manning rule.
Sean, so, you're going to have to tell me more about this rule because I do not understand it.
So, basically, they were pissed off. They don't like the Peyton Manning sliding down, but nobody touched him, so he got up and ran.
Oh.
And so they think that that's a dangerous rule because there's so much emphasis on not touching the quarterback, and then when they slide, everybody stops what they're doing so they don't get fined. And then for them to still have confusion if they have to still touch them but not hurt them, and they said it was just too much. And they don't like us because they're the Chiefs. But they decided not to go forward with it. I think people are realizing there's just too many rules. Like, it's getting out of hand. There's like, it's like you can't touch the quarterback at all anymore, which is like, I don't know. All this like no helmet to helmet stuff is like great. I get the whole concussion thing, but it's like all it did was result in people blowing each other's knees out because they're going low, which is still ending their career even sooner than a concussion would. So I don't know.
I will say that sounds like grade A bitching from the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Chiefs do the best. So
the chefs. I'm kind of speaking about the rule changes. They changed the unsportsmanlike conduct rule. I don't know if you guys caught that or not. And which essentially would mean that the eye poking and all the shenanigans of Aqib Talib. Yeah, everything that he pulled. Well, and a few of our guys. It was our Broncos defense. They would have been tossed out for had they done that next year. It would be they had the players violated the rules like that. They would have been tossed out of the game, basically. So they're making it easier to be tossed out of the game.
And I think that that is totally needed. What comes to mind, Eric, I don't know if you saw Odell Beckham Jr. with any of the things that was going on with him last season. He was should have been tossed out of several games.
Right.
And
the Josh Norman game.
I like
game.
Odell. Yeah. That was the refs just blatantly not being responsible and doing their jobs. And then there was, I remember with the Carolina Panthers, what was that player who came out in the field with a baseball bat before like pregame warmups? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that was Norman.
Was that Norman? Yeah. It's just some of that shit's out of hand. And I think that they, even if it is a Denver Bronco, I think it's justified. I think if somebody throws a punch, you need to be fucking thrown out of the game. And I think the refs have been way too lenient with that. So that's a good thing.
For sure. I guess to clarify, too, on that Manning one, I said he got up and ran, but it was actually that Steelers game. It was like that divisional playoff game when he fell down and no whistle was blown and he jumped up and he threw a pass to Emmanuel Sanders.
Right.
For like a 34-yard gain. And so they said that he gave himself up, but the whistle didn't blow, and Manning's a professional, so no whistle means no down, so he got up and did what he's supposed to do. But yeah, I guess that would probably fall more on the refs too, in my opinion. If they don't catch that stuff, then that's on them.
Right.
Which it seems like kind of the Chiefs came to that conclusion too. But talking about the Panthers also, did you guys hear about the coach coming to defend their almighty quarterback? And that
no,
they thought it was the media's fault. They set him up to look bad at the end of the.
Sean, are you talking about that? Sean, are you talking about the not Super Bowl winning champions, the Carolina Panthers? Are you talking about those Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, those crybabies.
Oh, okay.
It feels so good to say that.
The Carolina crybabies, God. I think they're called.
Call the ambulance. Get your French cries.
Yeah.
French cries.
You like that?
That's good.
I do like that.
I like that.
Well, that makes me lose a lot of respect for what respect I had left for that team, dude. That's just, he was just straight up immature. Don't fucking make an excuse for it.
Right.
Cam Newton's a baby. Get over it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, so far removed from it too now. Like, why bring it up again? People are actually starting to forget about it. We all get, he's young. He was emotional. He's still a good quarterback. I mean, I don't like the guy personally, but I think he's still a good quarterback. I don't know how long his career is going to last with the way he plays. But, you know, he's young. He's going to make mistakes. He got excited. It was the first time going to a Super Bowl. You know, it happens. But, yeah, I don't know why they brought it up again.
Do you guys think that they'll be back? Do you think they're still a strong team? Do you think they'll be a contender for next year?
I think they're a contender. I think they're a contender, but I don't think they're suited to win a Super Bowl. I just don't see. Man, it's tough to say that Cam Newton isn't the best player in the NFL.
I don't think that's tough. I think there's a lot of better play. Now, as far as a quarterback goes, that may be different. But as far as player goes, the whole positions in the NFL, I don't think he's the best.
Who is the best then?
I don't think he's the best quarterback even.
I don't think he is. I think Brady is now.
Yeah.
I think Brady
Aaron
is
Rodgers.
I think Brady's probably the best player and probably the best quarterback. And then I don't know why I think this, but I think Antonio Brown is phenomenal. So he should be in the top five most talented NFL players for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's the offseason, so who the hell knows what will happen?
Yeah.
Sorry to throw that question there. I was just curious because I was like, I don't think they're going to be back to the Super Bowl. That's just my opinion.
No, I agree. I don't think so either. I think even with off-season acquisitions, I don't think that they have the grit.
The chutzpah.
There you go. Yeah, the Mile High Magic, if you will. I don't think they have that.
Peyton Dew.
That's what it was. Son of a bitch, I forgot about it.
Peyton Dew.
Well, let's talk about one thing that is one of my favorite off-season moments every season, and that's Hard Knocks.
Hard Knockers.
God, that's a good one.
Baby.
I love Hard Knocks. It's like the only, I don't know, piece of entertainment commentary that I feel like you actually get a real peek into like what the NFL is like behind the scenes. And I'm sure they probably stage a lot of it or whatever, but it just feels like it's like the only time you really get a look at players getting ready and like the heartbreak of like some of these rookies coming in who get cut.
Yeah.
You get to see like what coaches are really like with their players and stuff. I think it's really interesting, especially this season. They announced that they're going to be doing the Los Angeles Rams, which is going to be interesting with a team relocating, a whole new stadium. Los Angeles has been dying for a new team forever. So I think it's going to be a really interesting and exciting season for sure. I don't think the Rams are going to do good this season, but I think Hard Knocks is going to be interesting at least.
Well, I think about every year I love it, and every year I come to the conclusion that they need more than one, maybe a team, or they need to do it into the season or something. But yeah. God, it's so good.
A lot of teams turn it down. I know the Broncos have turned it down a couple times.
Well, it's only teams, they only ask teams that are in the bottom 15 or 16 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Which is why you...
I just think a lot of it's definitely staged. And I think it is, even if it is fake, it's still very entertaining. But I think a lot of people get fooled by the authenticity of it. I the whole J.J. Watt thing, that was last year. I mean, a lot of that shit you could tell was just fucking fake.
Well, and totally to not build up his ego, but his, like, I don't know, celebrity?
No, it's his ego.
But I mean, it's to build up a celebrity, basically.
Well, who else are you going to talk about on the Texans than J.J. Watt?
Well, I mean, it's just
that's
like,
true.
I, after watching it, I wanted to go out and flip tires. And I was like, all I got to do is flip it once. You know?
But I'll be J.J. Watt.
Yeah, and I'll be J.J. Watt. But, I love it. I wish they had more of it.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I think it'd be cool to see a couple teams this season. Because there's definitely a lot of bottom-rung teams that could be doing this.
Well, and just like the difference between, you know, 4 or 5 years of the Panthers, you've seen them bottom out and then come back up and then bottom out and then come back up. So, yeah. I mean, the possibility of one of those bottom teams actually doing something, even was it 2 years ago when the Bengals were on it, they actually did well.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans had a decent season after. I think a lot of people wouldn't even cared about the Texans. I think they got a lot of viewership just because of that show. A lot of people actually followed them. People who probably didn't even know who even J.J. Watt was after that show had a lot more interest in him. So I think it's good for the NFL for sure. I mean, I think it's going to, it builds its celebrity more. Not that the NFL needs any help marketing itself anymore. But and I like that it's on HBO, so I like that I get to hear them curse.
I'm glad they don't have male nudity on it, though.
Ugh.
Micah said the exact opposite thing, actually.
I said, why isn't there more dicks in this shit? It's my exact words.
I'm sorry. The male body is just disgusting.
It is so vile. It is the most vile thing.
Even if
I need to take a machete to my crotch and like clear it out down there.
Even if I were gay, I wouldn't want to look at myself.
Yeah. I know. Not to impress anyone. Shout out to last episode or whatever. That was funny, dude. I still laugh about that.
But speaking of the Houston Texans, we need to bid farewell to the broccoli. The Brockinator.
Yeah.
It's a huge mistake, man. Huge mistake.
Okay, Micah. Whose mistake is it?
I think it was the Denver Broncos. No. And a lot of media has my back here in Denver. D-Mac, Big Al, Cecil Lammy, all of them agree with me, dude. The way that they treated Brock Osweiler, I wouldn't fucking stay either. I know Peyton came to win that San Diego game. I know. But for you to get pulled at halftime and it wasn't your fault that you were losing is a huge slap in the face.
All right.
It just is.
Just to be clear, Sean and I have not talked about this before this episode. And I already
I haven't talked with you guys at all either.
I already know Sean and I are on the same page. Sean?
The right side? Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So you guys are telling me that the Denver Broncos are completely blameless in the relationship that they made with Brock Osweiler.
100%.
It's only because Brock Osweiler is an unproven entity.
He is not an unproven entity. You can't say that
anymore. Yes, I can say that because if you look at last year's...
He played seven games
right.
And beat the Super Bowl champion reigning team, undefeated Patriots. It was an incredible game.
Okay, remember who Peyton Manning played in the AFC Championship?
The Patriots.
Right. Was Peyton Manning, did he have a great year last year?
No.
Okay.
It was horrible. Horrible year.
Then in my mind, Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler are the same quarterback. If you're
totally agree.
If you're going to tear down one of them, you got to tear down both of them. Because we know for a fact, which here's your national media, Micah. We're to the point now where we can almost dictate that this defense is basically a... It could be the greatest defense of all time that played. We
lost half of our defense already.
I know, but I'm talking about last year.
It's not this. Yeah, last year, but
this offense.
We're a totally different team now.
And this offense,
we got to fill in the spaces, man.
This offense is plug and play.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, so then what are our options to be successful?
If it was plug and play, then why did we had the best quarterback in the history of football? And he couldn't get it to work. So don't tell me it's plug and play.
It
took a leadership from a legend.
Last year was plug and play.
No,
last year
it took
was,
leader
no,
from
no,
a
no.
legend for it to
you
work.
You go look at their hands and you see if they have rings on their hands.
Well, Demaryius Thomas probably dropped his ring.
Here's the fact.
That was really good.
Last year the Broncos did everything they could to build a team that would work for anybody because they know they had an aging Peyton Manning and they had to build a strong, strong team. They built the best defense in the NFL last year.
Ever.
To carry that team.
Ever.
Ever. And so when Peyton Manning was out, Osweiler, it was easy for anybody could have came in at that point. Anybody could have came in and did well with our team last season. Any quarterback in the NFL that was active last year could have done just as good.
If we go back to the episode after they had beaten the Patriots, I remember clearly saying, and I want you guys to go back and listen to it, I said, we're going to forget and discredit Brock for everything that he did. We could have not won the Super Bowl without Brock Osweiler, period, the end. If you don't agree with me, you're wrong. We couldn't have won the Super Bowl without him.
Yeah, any warm body would have done.
I don't disagree with you, Micah, but I'm saying that That's a backhanded comment for Brock Osweiler. You're making my case for me here because you're saying that he's no good.
How am I saying that he's no good?
What offense did we have? What were we, 28th, 26th, 30th?
Yeah, and he made it happen. He didn't play the whole season.
Neither did Peyton.
Thank God, or we wouldn't have made it. I think that the Denver Broncos should have paid Brock Osweiler.
No way.
I don't think they should have paid him $18 million.
70, yeah.
Brock Osweiler is more proven in my eyes than RG3 is, or frickin' Colin Kaepernick is. Give me a break. Colin Kaepernick had one good season, and he has been shitting the bed ever since. He is not the Messiah to come back to win another Super Bowl with two different coaches.
Yeah. And one full good season's better than half of an okay season.
I think you guys, again, are not giving Brock credit. I think it was a big mistake. We'll see how he does. Okay. I think he's going to kill it in Houston.
Micah, I'll say this. If he was worth $18 million, in my mind, and because we have 5 years of winning seasons, at least 12-4 each one of them, if not 13-3, of John Elway going out and getting the right guys, he has sold me. I am sold on Elway. In Elway, we trust because we've had 5 years, including one of them was Tim Tebow.
You can't control the market. We all know that quarterbacks right now are garbage. That's just how the market is right now. So you either pay for Brock Osweiler or you fucking get well, we're going to get less than mediocrity now. Because he was the best free agent out there in the NFL.
All right, so then let's talk about Bronco quarterbacks. Because there's two of them right now.
Yeah, and you guys think Mark fucking Sanchez is the answer?
I don't think he's the answer.
Fucking butt fumble? He's a joke.
But I will say...
Why?
Okay, I'll say this. I think... Let's talk about NFL players, period. Let's talk about Broncos specifically. Okay, Julius Thomas had a great career as a Bronco, right?
Right.
Okay. Pot Roast had a great career as a Bronco, right?
Right.
All right. I firmly believe that you play to the level that you're coached to. If you have a shitty coach, then you will play to that level. And I think that was proven in Super Bowl 48.
With John Fox.
With John Fox.
Right.
And so I don't want to write him off because Gary Kubiak is a great quarterback coach because he was a quarterback. I don't know if Mark Sanchez is our starter. I don't know if Trevor Siemian is our starter. And I don't know if our starter is coming from the 49ers or from the draft.
Yeah.
I don't think John Elway knows either. I think they're still waiting it out. Right. I think they're still negotiating a bunch of stuff.
But I think he's smart enough, and especially because Brock Osweiler was John Elway's pick, and that for him to still say, like, nope, not worth it, means a lot, because John Elway doesn't give his picks up at all, usually ever. And so to still think whatever was left on the table was just as good, I mean, I think that speaks a lot to it. And I know that we have a really renowned podcast, but I still think John Elway's opinion is better than ours. So...
I think Mark Sanchez is a fucking joke.
Okay, so I'm like I said, I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike. At least not yet, because I think there's something to be said for someone in his position to. I want to see him play.
Yeah,
if he's a Bronco, I have to love him. But I'm not happy about it. I just feel like I would rather just love them, Trevor Siemian. I'd rather them put him in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just right. And save the money for something else.
Micah, here are your options. Let's talk about all the options right now. Okay, Mark Sanchez, Colin Kaepernick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Trevor Siemian.
I'd rather have Fitzpatrick than Mark Sanchez.
Sean,
would you agree with that?
You'd rather have. I'm sorry. You said you'd rather have Siemian than.
No, I'd rather have a Fitzpatrick than Mark Sanchez.
I totally agree with that. We're not going to get Fitzpatrick. He's going to cost too much money.
I don't know about that now.
Dude, all the rumors, man, they're flying. He's just going to want too much.
Well, but here's my thing is that with Robert Griffin III signing today.
Thank God.
with the diarrheas. I think his value has dropped.
Yeah.
It
didn't pull somebody out of the bidding war, but
right, yeah. So now it's the Jets, us, and I don't know who else. Who else needs a quarterback?
Well, let me ask you guys this really quick before I forget: do we have a bargaining chip, not just with Fitzpatrick, but with any player? Since we're the Super Bowl reigning champions, do we demand an automatic price cut because we just won the fucking Super Bowl? Is that something that's real, or is that something I made up in my mind?
It's not that it's made up. It's just the fact that you have to think about, and I appreciate this, and this is why I don't mind listening to D-Mac and Al. I can't stand D-Mac, but I love Al. Al always makes a point to say that players are, I mean, this is a business, and they're out to get paid. And, I mean, in my mind, if you love the game, and just from the pure aspect of loving the game, why would you sign with the Browns? That sounds like a terrible idea. But he's getting paid. How can you argue with that? And so, I think there's something to be said with certain players who feel the same way, and specifically they're veterans. Look at DeMarcus Ware. DeMarcus Ware came here because he knew something was going to happen, besides having Peyton Manning convince him. So I don't think the bargaining chip that you're thinking of, Micah, doesn't exist. But I will say that the Broncos, because we're so top heavy with our defense and paying players or money, period, I think our bargaining chips, they come from the draft. And also just the fact that we have John Elway. Yeah.
There is a part to us being Super Bowl champs. There's a part to coming to play for a team that has, you know, John Elway at the helm. Anybody that plays in the NFL knows who John Elway is and probably has loved him or admired him growing up as children. And not to mention, you know, Von Miller's popularity right now is a huge thing. Kubiak's, a renowned coach right now because of what he's done. Our city's a decent city, for sure. I'd rather live here than Cleveland. Sorry if anybody listens from Cleveland to our show. I don't know why you would, but... man. I think there is something to that, but yeah, I think ultimately dollars speak the loudest. I don't know. I think he's going to cost too much. He's 33 years old. Do we pay a ton of money for another old guy again?
Ah, okay. Here I want to throw in my off-topic idea here. Brandon Stokley on the Fan Today was talking about another possible choice for a quarterback. And you probably don't remember anything of him. His name's John Owen. No, I'm just kidding.
yep, sign me up.
Josh McCown. Do you remember Josh McCown?
I do remember Josh McCown.
I'm trying to remember. Was he a quarterback for the Houston?
No, he's a quarterback for the Browns. Well, he's on the Browns right now. He was a quarterback for the Bengals, the Buccaneers, the Cardinals, basically every shitty team possible.
Every terrible team. Right. He looks like Dolph Lundgren.
He does. Yeah, you're right. He does. Totally.
Yeah.
A better looking Dolph Lundgren.
You would know.
Dominic Nsue.
But.
I don't.
You and your Dominic soup.
I was just saying, I don't think I could say Jeff Lundgren or whatever his name. Jeff Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
See, I knew I couldn't.
Jeff Laundry over here.
Jeff Laundry. Sorry.
How are you so bad at pronouncing names?
I don't know.
But you bring this up because he's 36 years old, right?
He's older. He's got experience. And I think he could help groom either Trevor Siemian or an unknown draft pick into something better.
What? I don't know anything about him. Right. I don't know what his quarterback rating is or anything. I mean, is he like...
Okay, so he played 8 games last year. I think he started 8 games last year and he went 1-7. So not good.
Okay.
But his rating isn't too bad. It hovers in the 90s.
That's with playing for a ton of terrible teams.
Right.
So that's not
right.
Bad.
His career rating is 87.
Okay.
So he's got...
That's an interesting choice. I don't know.
Okay, he's got 61 completion percentage for his career. Last season it was 63%. He's thrown 38 touchdowns and 23 TDs, which in my mind is actually really good considering how many interceptions did Peyton Manning throw last year? 18? 17? 400?
I don't know. I lost count after like 16 or 18.
Yeah. So he would not be, to me, he's not someone that we would. And, you know, I mean, we can say this about Kaepernick or definitely Fitzgerald, that, you know, at some point in time, these guys become stopgap measures because they're not Peyton Manning and they're not going to play at the level that he did in terms of, you know, a GOAT.
Okay.
You know, this may sound crazy to you guys. I don't know if this player is available or not, if he's locked down. And I know the Dolphins sucked major D last year, but I've always liked Ryan Tannehill. Mm. I still think he's a talented quarterback.
You messed up his name.
Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill.
Tannehill? God dang it.
Oh, man.
Tannehill.
Are you sure you
didn't
have that
plan? I thought it was Tanning Hill.
That sounds like you have it planned.
No, I'm just dumb as a fucking rock.
It just sounds like I could ask you about any specific player in the NFL and you would screw up their names.
Patton Manning.
Colin Kaepernick.
Collar Kaepernick. Janet Kupchow. Yeah.
Trevor Simmons.
No, but Eric, what do you think about that? I know that's just a pipe dream, but what do you think of Ryan Tannehill?
Biff Tannehill. I think he's locked down. I don't know what his
contract. He is locked down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love him. I agree. I think we would have to trade to get him. But he's
young too.
He's young and he's very quick. You can watch his brain just move at a million hours a minute, because when he takes the ball and he steps back, he looks so quick at every position that he can throw the ball at. And I've always been told there's two types of quarterbacks. Those are the ones that don't think about where they throw it, and they just throw it, and a guy just so happens to appear. And then there's the guys who have to wait for someone to appear, and then they throw it. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, basically the difference between Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow could never guess where a player was going to be. He had to wait for someone to stop and catch the ball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or throw it at the ground.
Yeah.
Or the back of their head. Yeah. Well, okay, so we've been talking the other direction. What about the other extreme? What about a fresh out of college rookie? Like, we had Connor Cook on our list.
Right.
Which I know the Browns were also going for, but with their recent RG3 pickup, does this become a possibility? Is it something we want? Do we want like a fresh little baby face quarterback out there?
It's better than Mark fucking Sanchez.
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, and Micah, when you said, like, you know, the market for quarterbacks is not that great, I think that applies to this season too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
I like Paxton Lynch. He might be a stretch for us to go for. He's the guy from Memphis, and then Connor Cook is from Michigan State.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, gosh, with the NFL, I mean, how many teams will grab a quarterback the first round and try to make him their, you know, quarterback for 5 or 6, 7 years, and nothing comes of it? So, I don't know. I mean, Micah, as much as Mark Sanchez.
As much as Ryan Tannehill.
As much as Mark Sanchez is not a number one choice for you, no one is right now.
Right.
So, right. And you don't like Kaepernick at all. He's just not.
No, I think he's a better choice than Mark Sanchez. I think he's our best option, but no, I'm not necessarily a fan. I think he's a punk. I think he's got an attitude. I don't think he's really a team player. I think he's an egotistical maniac. But as far as talent goes, I think he's an athlete. But I don't know. I don't even know if that deal's going to happen. I mean,
Micah, do you not buy into my idea of a player can change from coach to coach?
I think it can happen, but I don't think it happens often.
Right.
I think it's a hard thing for a guy to leave his ego at the door and really be a team player. But yeah, it can happen, but I don't, I mean.
I just think, man, with like a, what better place than a young, disillusioned, angry quarterback to come to than Denver, where like at the helm is like one of the all-time great quarterbacks. Loves giving advice and working with other quarterbacks. Not to mention your coach is an ex-quarterback. Your GM, whatever he is, I don't know what he is now, is a quarterback, ex-quarterback. Yeah, man, I think it would be good for him. I know there's a lot of other little things, and I don't know if it would all work out or not. And you know, there's still a lot of rumors flying with money and everything. But
well, and I think about that, too, and if you're putting it in that perspective, Sean, then you have to think about what it means to groom a quarterback in terms of, I mean, you just don't know. Maybe I need to tamp down my idea of what it actually means to groom a quarterback because, you know, theoretically, multiple teams had tried to do that with Tim Tebow, and it failed miserably. Four teams. So, I don't know. I always feel bad for Sam Bradford because he's had such a shitty hand dealt to him time and time again. But, I mean, at the same time, how many years and coaches do you need to go through to prove that you're decent?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, excuse me. I think it's a hard transition that not a lot of coaches can do. I think it takes a perfect player and a perfect coach for that to happen. So I don't think it's a common thing. So I don't see Colin Kaepernick falling into that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I do trust John Elway. I think that John Elway even knows that there's not good options out there. He's just doing the best that he can.
Would you trust Gary Kubiak with that?
My faith with Gary Kubiak, you're going to think I'm crazy, but he made some questionable calls in the playoffs I wasn't happy with, and even throughout the season at points. Do we give him full credit for winning the Super Bowl? Or do we give that credit to some other, like the players? Do we give that to Wade Phillips? I don't know if Gary Kubiak is 100% proven in my mind, but we did just win a Super Bowl, so I sound like a jackass.
Well, you sound like a jackass when you can't pronounce names, but that's besides the point.
Gar Kubiak.
Jim Kubiak?
Jim Kubiak.
Jim Kubiak.
He came from Alabama or Mississippi?
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell do we know? We don't know anything.
We proved that last week pretty well that we have no idea what we're talking about. So.
Yeah. This is, if you're listening to this for accurate shit, you should probably go elsewhere. I'm just here to entertain you. I'm just here because I have big tits.
I don't think that's why you're here.
His hard knockers.
let's talk about the last bit of Bronco news that we have for all two people that listen to us.
Yes.
Sean, you found out some news that Omar Bolden is going to go visit some other teams.
Yeah, so I guess he's scheduled to go and visit the Bears next week. So that would make the third 2015 Bronco to become a Bear this next season.
That irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah, like the Browns, I feel like Broncos go to Chicago to die. And they'll keep on doing that, apparently. So
I just think about John Fox. Like, why the hell is he getting our players if he could have done what he wants to do here 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, man, players loved him. I don't know why, but players love him.
All the stories that we hear now, it just sounds like he was just boring and just guys would just walk all over him. No fire and no leadership.
Probably why some players really like him.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, I do like Omar Boldin. I don't know.
It's a business. He'll go whoever pays him more.
Yeah.
He's part of our amazing offensive line, so I don't know how we'll live without him, but...
Let's talk about some good news. Jordan Norwood.
Hey, I think that's a great, I think that's a great idea to re-sign him. I thought he's a good wide receiver, right. So
totally
glad
agree.
To see he's back.
Well, and he seems really like adaptive. Like he seemed to do well with Brock, and he seemed to do well with Peyton. And correct me if I'm wrong, is he the guy who caught Peyton's last pass, or was that what's the other guy's name? Squirrely guy.
Oh, Squirrely guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
John Squirrely guy?
John Squirrely guy.
Why do I even talk to you?
I think it was him, but I don't know for sure.
Cody Latimer.
Cody Latimer.
Who caught the last pass?
It was either Cody Latimer, Janet Kupchow, or Norwood.
Jim Kubiak?
It was Dominic and Sue, Luke Skywalker, or Harry Potter. I'm fucking funny. Deal with it.
Oh.
We have different definitions of funny. Benny Fowler. Benny Fowler caught it. That's who.
That's right. That's Squirrely Benny Fowler.
Squirrely.
That's his middle name. Benny Squirrely Fowler.
What is Squirrely?
I don't know. It sounds racist.
What is that?
It sounds a little racist to me.
Yeah, you racist. Don't forget your cap. Your KKK cap.
Wow. I didn't think you'd go there.
I'm sorry. Eric's not a racist. I am.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Okay, here it is. Restless, nervous, and unpredictable.
All right.
You looked it up?
Yeah, of course I did. There's this thing called the internet.
He wanted to make sure he wasn't being racist.
Right.
That's funny.
All right, but we got Jordan Norwood.
Yeah. It's good news.
Which we need some.
Who's going to be throwing to him? We don't know.
No.
But we're glad to have him. So
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill will be throwing to that squirrely Norwood. All season long.
Yeah, I like... that'd be so cool if he could come
oh my
here
gosh.
From Miami. Wouldn't that be awesome?
He's locked down, man.
Is he?
Yes.
Damn.
We would have to trade for him.
I think... Well, they might give him up for...
No.
I don't know.
No. They're not giving him up.
You don't think...
No.
Nah.
They have Dominic Soup on their team. They're not going to...
Yeah, they paid him like... All the money they have.
Right, right.
That was smart.
That soup's gone bad.
And
the milk's
gone. And you know what? We're going to do it too with Von Miller.
But Von's worth it.
I will agree.
Dominic and Sue didn't win a frickin' Super Bowl.
I will agree completely.
I agree. All right, guys. Are we good?
We're done.
We're great.
Take us out.
This is all our news.
Done. This is such bullshit.
I just want some football.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully you got more than two things right this week. Like always, if you want to let us know your opinion, we'd love to hear it. You can reach us on iTunes at Crush Report. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Micah at...
Bash 0077.
Eric at...
Eric D. Munoz?
Yeah.
Been out of order. You fucked me up.
No, I straight up. Sure, you guys
wait, wait. Sean, did you fuck up Micah? Did you fuck him up?
Fucked him up. Fucked him up real good. Yeah. It's not hard. It's not hard to trick these guys. So, but yeah, if you guys like what you're hearing, we'd appreciate if you went onto iTunes and gave us some stars and gave us a review. We really appreciate you guys listening. I know we joke a lot. But if you guys are listening through the offseason, we definitely appreciate it. We hope you guys are enjoying it. We'd love to hear from you. Eric is super active on our Twitter account. So if you want to talk to him, he would appreciate that. Because he's always on there. He's kind of lonely.
I just end up picking fights with people.
It's good. Actually, there's a lot of really good stuff on there, so you guys should follow it. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you guys have a great next couple weeks. We'll be back again in probably 2 weeks with another episode. Keep trucking along through this off season. Hopefully have a quarterback soon. It's a good one, and it's one Micah can pronounce. So thank you guys. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Go Broncos.
Longest outro ever.
Ever.
Jeff Lundgren, or whatever his name, Jeff Laundry. Well, Demaryius Thomas probably dropped his ring. Fuck that. Call the ambulance. Get your French fries. Ryan Tannehill? Said, why isn't there more dicks in this shit? Collar Capernese.
Jim Cooper. Peyton Dew.